Did you ring for me, boss?
Yes, Jeffrey. It's time to have antifreeze put in the car. Will you drive it down to the service station?
Okay, boss.
And be sure to insist on Prestone antifreeze with its exclusive magnetic film. If anyone should try to talk you into a substitute...
You want I should lean on him, boss?
Use persuasion, Jeffrey, the gentle art. Tell him you want the antifreeze that prevents both freeze-ups and rust. The most tested, most trusted antifreeze. The antifreeze with magnetic film that protects against rust and corrosion by resurfacing the cooling system.
Maybe I could lean on him just a little, boss.
Decidedly not. Simply be positive. I believe the expression is Prestone positive with Prestone brand antifreeze. Yes, tell him you want today's best protection against freeze-ups and rust. Prestone antifreeze with magnetic film.
Be a lot easier to lean on him, boss.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from the International Marble Shooting Championship being held at Indian Lake, New York, where we find the final round of competition. I'm speaking very softly now, so not to distract the champions. Orville Whipple from New York versus Charlie Augustus from the Southern District. And this is a very beautiful competition. Oh, Orville Whipple just had a great shot, knocking one of Charlie Augustus' Aggies right out of the circle, and Charlie Augustus retaliates by knocking one of the glassies of Orville Whipple right out of the circle. The competition is very hot and heated at this time, ladies and gentlemen. But, oh, just a moment, something seems to have gone wrong. Orville Whipple, ladies and gentlemen, seems to have lost his marbles at this point in the match.
What do you mean he lost his marbles?
Well, he just picked up a transistor radio, and I assume he's going to listen to the Joy Boys show.
Boy, he has lost his marbles, hasn't he?
The Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys show for Monday evening. Once again, this is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here. We're awfully glad to have everybody back again. We want to welcome back old Bobby Shenton. Oh, boy, is he feeling energetic. He's eating carrots, going wild over there. Shifting gears.
2 weeks off, and he's raring to go again.
Really crazy. And of course,
any little thing at all I can do here, fellas.
Noah, our new engineer.
Obliged.
No, Noah, thank you.
Oh.
No, Noah's good. No, Noah. And, of course, Jeff Donnelly is with us. Jeff is the morning man's theme, our engineer for the Raw show in the morning.
He's a little tired out by this time of the day, of course.
Yes, and we have a very exciting show lined up for you folks, I think, this evening. Our staff drummer, Sammy Skin, will be along to sing, I think, today's title song is Mac the Knife.
That's right. Yeah, that's what he's
our own staff drummer. Then, a very exciting new program, ladies and gentlemen. You should have asked us for it in the first place. One of America's fine parlor games that was on television has now come to you on radio. And finally, Arthur Codfish will be along.
Sounds like a very interesting and well-rounded program.
Yeah. Just a moment, fellas. I got a hot news story from the newsroom.
Daddy Sawbucks.
You don't mind.
From the newsroom. We haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah, hello, folks.
I have a microphone here. What's scoop?
Thank you. Yes, a hot scoop from the newsroom.
All right, go ahead.
We just heard from Lewis and Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, they're in Council Bluffs, Iowa, on their trip west. We'll have a report from them on the next News on the Hour. We'll do a beeper phone interview with Lewis and Clark.
Daddy Sawbugs.
Hmm?
Lewis and Clark, I mean, this is let me see the copy. Lewis and Clark didn't possibly... They made the trip back in 1803.
So what?
Minute, look at the dateline on this copy, Eddie.
1960,
September 20th.
Hey, get the jokes
on me. There's something wrong. Lewis and Clark made the trip in 1803. That's ridiculous.
I guess I put one over on you for a change.
Lewis and Clark. Take this. You typed it up yourself.
Yeah, but you know who Lewis and Clark is?
Who?
Jerry Lewis and Dick Clark. They're out doing a series of record hops.
No, play a record. Get out of here. I don't get it. Jerry Lewis and Dick Clark.
That's called You're Just in Love, and that's done for you by the Brass Choir here on the Joy Boys. As I mentioned last week, the Brass Choir is all the officers in the AFRS. For the benefit of our...
Yeah, far-flung.
Our troops listening overseas.
I got something for you, Eddie.
What you got?
Guess this.
All right. You've been learning Russian?
Buick is best in 61.
Oh, I see.
Beginning October 5th, General Motors and Buick present full-size living in two new Buick sizes.
Come try the full-size living in two sizes, lovely. 61 Buick's here.
First, Buick presents the full-size Buick. As fine, as new as you can go. A cleaner approach to car styling. The clean look of action. Elegantly trimmer outside, yet comfortably roomier inside.
61 Buick's here.
Second, the special-size Buick Special. The best of both worlds. The room, the ride, the go, the pride of the big car world with the savings and easy handling of the small on October 5th.
Come try the full size living in these new size lovely 61 Buick.
Now, good people, it's time for WRC Radio to present our own WRC staff drummer, Jimmy Skin. We're bringing his tom-tom, his bongos, his snare drum, his bass drum, his cymbals into our studio now, setting his drum section up so that in the tone block over there, he's checking the tone block out. And it's time for another exciting feature. We don't have time for the bongos, Sammy.
That's all right. Let me
all right.
Set up here.
Hop on the stool there, Sam.
Somebody seemed to put some marbles in the drum there.
Oh, for heaven. That was left over from the opener, I think.
I guess so, yeah. Well, that's showbiz, as they say.
Sammy, good evening, and welcome to the Joy Boys.
Thank you, fellas, and welcome to the Joy Boys yourself. I'm glad that you could see fit to come and visit with me tonight.
Now, for our worldwide listening audience, what have you chosen for your song this evening?
One of the hit songs from the Two Penny Opera. Was a Three Penny Opera?
I think you're shortchanging yourself there,
Sammy. I think so. It's been made a hit by many people, and I'm going to do my rendition of it now. Famous thing called Mac the Knife. If I can get in good voice, I'll
Sammy ready. Skin and Mac the Knife.
Here we go. Here. Get the beat here. One, and two, and three. Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, babe, and he shows them pearly white. Just a scalp knife or jackknife has my teeth, babe, but he keeps it out of sight. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body. It was me. I was out late Saturday evening, and I was locked out. As you can see,
let's whistle, Sam.
Oh, whistle, of course. Yeah. Can't whistle. I've been eating crackers. Ah, here we go. Whoops! Somebody bumped the drum. Thank you.
Hey, Sam, the first guy can ever whistle and talk at the same time.
I took years of practice. Sound like big noise from Renetta. There we go. Mr. Nixon and Mr. Kennedy are running for office, and that is great.
That's the way, Sam. Get them both in there, baby.
You can see them on your TV as they come on with that great debate. That's for Ryman. Boy, that's swinging. Yeah, man. Let's see. Now I can think of another one. Oh, the U.N. is in session. All them big cats from east and west. Sorry, but marbles is still in
Sammy
there.
Is union, and when the 3 minutes is up, Sammy quit.
Thank you for cueing me there. I have the president of the musicians union holding a stopwatch.
There's our producer. Let's go over here.
Gee, I never thought I played lullabies before. How do you like that?
Maybe I could do a show for kids, huh? Beat them to sleep or something. I don't know.
Dinah Shore, nice work if you can get it, and that's a good tune. Here's some nice milk if you can get it, and you can at Safeway. Did you know that when you buy milk at Safeway, you actually get a choice of two different kinds of milk? Now, they're both grade A, and they both come to you in handy no-deposit, no-return container. First of all, there's Lucerne grade A milk. This is the bonus quality milk in the red and white carton. Now, Lucerne is bonus quality, extra rich creaminess, higher butterfat content, more nutrition, more than is required by law. Then there is Dairyland Grade A milk. This is the extra thrifty. Aye, laddie, the thrifty milk in the half-gallon blue and white container. And this has all of the nutrition and butterfat content required by law. And yet it means real savings to you. Two fine names in milk. Dairyland and Lucerne at Safeway. Don't forget, Volume 5 of the Golden Book Encyclopedia is also available this week at Safeway for only 99 cents. Welcome to You Should Have Asked Us For It in the First Place. Another television first. We use the rejects, the ideas that are not used by another television show of a similar name, and take you to places that you most want to see. And now, here's the star of You Should Have Asked Us For It in the First Place, the star of You Should Have Asked Us For It in the First Place, Mr. Marty Mouse.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right. Thank you very much. This is Marty Mouth, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking to you from our wonderful Houston of Escort in the First Place Studios, and we're so glad to have you here. Now, Mr. Announcer.
Oh, excuse me,
from whom does our first card come from?
Our first card this evening, Marty, comes to us from Miss Priscilla Pickpocket of Boo Boo, Vermont. And I can read a few lines from her letter. She says, "Dear Marty Mouth, it has been 40 years since I visited the Little Red Schoolhouse where I first learned reading, writing, and arithmetic in Boo Boo, Vermont. Many years have come and gone since that old day, and I would so much like to pay one last visit to the Little Red Schoolhouse in Boo Boo, Vermont."
Now, sooner said than done, Miss Priscilla Pickpocket of Boo Boo, Vermont, we of You Should Have Asked For It in the First Place and our staff took our portable microphones and our videotape cameras up to Boo Boo, Vermont, a wonderful little town. We got there by train. It was a wonderful bunch of people. And we got there, we did our filming, and here is that film. Roll it.
This is Marty Knopf speaking to you from the playground of the school that was in the Olympic Park this morning. I think in the background you may...
What's that car?
Excuse me, mister, but you're going to have to move those cameras out of the way. We've got enough place to park our sports cars here. We have a parking lot that probably has 2,000 automobiles here.
And you know, back up the kids. There goes another sports car right around the side. And these kids are really quite mature for their age, and they're really running it up there. The RPMs are whizzing by. The tachometer's springs are popped.
Oh, you're going to have to move the camera.
This is one of the... we better take our cameras inside and take a look at the cafeteria now that we want an old-fashioned cafeteria inside. Marty Mouse speaking to you from inside Public School No. 13 here at Boo Boo, Vermont. This is, of course, Priscilla Pickpocket's own personal request, what you should have asked for it in the first place first. And here we are inside.
Turn up the music. I see it here. Turn up the jukebox over there.
Inside the cafeteria, and I'm trying to work my way through these kids here. This noise is driving me crazy. I'm sure, Priscilla, that 40 years ago, this school was not the same. Now, let me just get over here. All these kids are sitting at the tables in the cafeteria. Excuse me, you were... You look like a young Fidel Castro with a beard on you. Would you like
some? Hi, Daddy. Oh, how are you?
That's a very cute trick. You do wiggling your sideburn on the left side.
Yeah,
the
girls like it.
Would you mind telling this to Marty Mouse?
Oh, really?
Would you tell us a little bit about what's going on here? Are you kids getting ready for lunch?
No. We're just rehearsing to cut some toothpaste commercials on television. A few other things like that. We work the scale and after school while we make a lot of loot, man, doing the spots and things.
I see. Well, right, after our little trip here, I think that Priscilla Pickpocket has seen that Boo Boo, Vermont has certainly changed.
Oh, strange, man.
We now switch you back to our main studio for the announcer who has the final word to say goodbye.
This is your announcer back in the studio. Due to the fact that Marty Mouse seemed to have lost his hubcaps and motor block while in Boo Boo, Vermont, we'll be unable to have him back for the rest of this week's show, but be back with us next week when You Should Have Asked Us For It in the First Place will be in a much more subdued atmosphere. Good night. And someday, and right now we're going to have a word for you. Here's a word for Volkswagen truck and car owners. Capital Car Sales Limited has moved to 1401 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast. Now you'll have ample parking space, an air-conditioned customer lounge, and Washington's newest workshop facilities, and factory-trained mechanics using only Volkswagen parts. Now, our new address once again, Capital Car Sales Limited, 1401 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast. And they're an authorized Volkswagen dealer. New phone number, Lawrence 97900. And now, Draft Draws. That's D-R-A-F-T, D-R-A-W-S. The new system for drawing the draft out of your home brings you Author Codfish Time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Author of The Big Win, Codfish.
I like a monkey and the monkey likes me, and I found a little flea on the monkey, but me didn't have a flea, so the monkey and CB. Let me put the old fella down here. By golly. Coming, it is colder than the...
Very brisk. Out here in your house today, Arthur. I enjoyed the weekend, but I must say I haven't been warm since I arrived.
Well, Mr. Meatball, it's been the way of all flesh. We haven't converted to the summer's way yet. We still have the air conditioning units on.
Arthur, I think it's about time to switch over to heating. There's a brisk nip in the air, Arthur.
I don't mind if I do, Meatball. It's back behind the hen house. Golly, Ned, it is cold. I was wearing my longies this morning.
Do you keep your trap shut, Arthur?
I wished you would, Meatball. Golly, we have a wonderful new sponsor, very appropriate for these fall days, drafty days, wintry days. Drafty Draws.
No, Arthur, that's Draft Draws. D-R-A-W-S.
Draft Draws.
I noticed you have a complete draft draw system in your basement, Arthur.
I didn't know it was showing, Meatball. Drafty Draws, the greatest name in heating units. Takes the cold air out of the house and replaces it with nice, fresh, moist, warm air.
I wish you'd do it now, Arthur. I'm freezing in here.
Nice and warm. We've installed a drafty draw in our house, and I'm going to go over here. You just step over here. Hand me that crowbar, Meatball. This is the wonderful complete home unit. In the summertime, it's air conditioning. In the winter, it's heat.
All by the adjustment of one simple valve. Is that right, Arthur?
This large, rather cumbersome valve here is now in the cold position for summertime. And now I take this and I just shove it a little. See? Let me try it again. It's a little bit stuck. Let me just keep...
Arthur, you're getting red in the face, Arthur.
Golly, Meatball, this thing looks to me like there's ice particles formed around the edge and it's not moving an inch.
Let me try it, Arthur. I'm a little overweight. Maybe I can put them.
Meatball, you're turning purple.
Arthur,
you're freezing to...
Arthur, you know what happened, Arthur? You should have turned this on to heat about 2 weeks ago. It is frozen solid. We can't possibly get it on to heat now. We're going to freeze to death up here.
Here's my, why don't you take my mug over here and put it on?
Do something, Arthur. I'm going back to New York, Arthur.
Alaskan wazoo coat. I'll put this on. Well, let me get the uke out for my fingers thaw. I'm freezing to death in the cumbersome breeze in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. So long, everybody. Let's go out to the hen house.
are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
That does it for the Joy Boys for tonight. Till tomorrow, this is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott thanking Noah Breckbell.
Thank you.
Thanking Bobby Shedden. And Jeff Dunn. Now, here's our staff announcer.
This is Charlie Staff reminding you this program is being heard by our armed forces all over the world.
People won't believe us. That's the truth. It is going around the world.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Martin Nagroski and Peter Hackes have words as to who's the do. The 8 o'clock news on the hour tonight on NBC.
It's Robert McCormick, WRC, WRC-FM, Washington.
This is Morgan Beatty bringing you news of the world.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see by the clock on the wall that Barbara Fritchie's been here. There's a bonbon, a box of bonbon. Actually, the box is empty, but there is a bonbon over there on the microphone next to the clock over there, which means 5 minutes after 7, and time for radio's finest hour. The Joy Boys are here, Ed Walker and Willard Scott.
There's a little boy about 8 years old out in the hall, and he'd like to talk to you. I told him we're on the air, but he said he came all the way down in the rain and everything.
A little boy to see me?
Yeah, a little kid about 8 years old. Would you like to talk to him?
Well, we're on the air.
Well, I know, but he came all the way down and...
Well, for an 8-year-old kid, sure. I guess he's lost or something, looking for the police.
Come on in.
Sure.
Sonny.
We have a very exciting program. Let me find out what this little kid wants. I'll be right with you. Yes. Hi, son. How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Herky is my name.
Herc?
Yeah, short for Herkimer. Mr. Scott, isn't it true that in reality you are Bozo the Clown?
Well, yes. I don't blab it around too much, but I am Bozo.
Well, I'll tell you why I came down here. I would very much like to have a ticket to see your show. I watch it all the time.
Well, that's
on
real
television,
sweet,
and I would like to have a ticket to watch a show. Sometime tomorrow, we're moving, see, and I'm going
Yes. Well, you know, Herky, now listen, son, I don't have any tickets at all down here, but I'll tell you what you can do. Louise Bennett is our girl upstairs, and she takes care of all the tickets for Bozo. If you can come back tomorrow morning about 9:30.
Well, see, I had to come all the way over here on a bus, and my mother didn't know it. I mean, I sneaked out, and...
I
don't think I can get out again tomorrow, and I just thought maybe you'd have a ticket that you could give me. And
that's
like,
real
sweet. If I'm going to leave town.
I don't have a ticket. Yeah, I have no tickets at all.
You wouldn't give me a ticket, huh?
It's not that I don't want to give you a ticket. I just don't have any on me. I'll tell you what. You go see Louise tomorrow.
Hey, one other thing. Does your nose really squeak?
Does my nose squeak?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when I'm a clown, it does.
Does it?
It does, yeah.
Well, suppose I squeak, and now it'll squeak?
Well, I don't think so,
Let me try it out. Oh! Ah! Ooh! Oh! Ow! Oh! Oh! Hi, Scott.
Better play the theme.
The Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Thursday night again, and time for the Joy Boys. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott opening our mail over here. Our listener sent us a gag.
Here's the iodine, Willard, for your nose there.
Yeah, boy, that
kid really has a left hook there, doesn't he?
He's really got a fist on him, boy. Well, I'm used to that. One of our listeners sent us a joke, Eddie.
Oh, good. We need him.
Yeah. I thought this was kind of cute. Yeah, I'll read over to you.
Yeah.
Do you hear about the beatnik?
That.
Oh.
That was last night. Throw it out.
Oh, okay.
Good night.
Good evening.
We have a sterling bunch of people here with us.
Sterling.
Yeah. And let's see, who are our engineers here?
Bobby Chetton standing up by his Ampex. Georgie Brilliant sitting down by his lunch. George, knock it off. And last but not least, fearless flash bulb Freddie Arthur Simic.
Who needs a birdie? There you go. Got you right there.
Yeah. You'll see it in the morning dispatch.
What's coming up on the program this evening?
Our option, and I'm worried, frankly. Perfectly honest with you. Actually, we have the listening booth, a new feature.
Oh, good. Music Appreciation Hour, that is.
We will audition a new classical record received in our classical library.
Sounds interesting.
We will interview an inventor of a bed-making machine.
That sounds like something that should be in every American home. And so it shouldn't be a total loss.
Yes.
We have an award here. That's it. Well, let me give the award, first of all. The window glass manufacturers of Washington have just voted us the two biggest panes in radio.
Hooray!
Don't break the pane.
I know we need help, but that's ridiculous.
Let's play a record. Play a record.
Oh, there's Lady Gorilla.
That's pretty.
You're coming in. Did you read the contract? You sure we're all right?
It's called Rain Done For You by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra.
Octoon. Stupid idiot, how do you do? Good evening there, fellow car fans. Here's news for Volkswagen truck and car owners.
Yeah, that's right. I'm one of the Volkswagen truck and car repairmen from Capital Car Sales.
Ernest Weinhund here.
That's
welcome
right.
to the show, Ernest.
You got a message about the fact that we've just moved here?
Yes, we do. Capital Car Sales Limited has moved to 1401 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast.
Yeah, Rhode Island Avenue Northeast.
They moved from Leipzig, I understand. It was quite
right.
a move.
Yes.
They really pulled out all the stoppers on
it
this.
It was rough to drop your car off before going to work when we were over there.
When they were over there in Leipzig, it made it a little tough to get your car back in 3 days.
That's right. Yeah, but
you'll have ample parking space, an air-conditioned customer
lounge,
and Washington's newest workshop facilities, and working train monkeys.
Mechanics.
Using only Volkswagen parts, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Our new address is Capital Car Sales LTD.
Limited.
1401 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast.
Yeah,
an authorized Volkswagen dealer.
Tell me something. You got the phone number? Put the phone number on there.
Yeah, find it. Phone number?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Would you help me, Eddie? Would you look for the phone number over there?
It's right here. Somewhere.
Bob, would you look for the phone number in there? Bobby, would you see if you can't...
You better hurry it up. Where's the phone
George, number? George, would you see if you can find the phone number, will you, fellas? See if you can get the phone number.
I think I have it right here.
All right, what is it, please?
Oh, thank you. Lawrence 9, 7900.
One other question. Are you for real? I mean, you're actually a radio announcer?
Very good. Thank
that
you.
Dumb cough. I don't know how you made it either.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, in the hope of helping you to appreciate good music, the Joy Boys is proud to present the Listening Booth with those two distinguished members of the Music Society, Chris and Double Cross, as they analyze a new long-playing high-fidelity classical record. Now, here are Chris and Double Cross.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here in the listening booth again. Would you move your chair in just a little more
so
we can shut the door? There we go. Yeah, it's a little crowded. I thought they were going to do something about getting a bigger booth for us to both be in. I think either that or we better go down to the gym and do a little workout here.
I think you're absolutely right, Double. In case you're wondering who is whom, my name is Christopher Cross.
My name is Double Cross, and good evening.
And this evening, as usual, here in the listening booth, we're going to preview for you a brand new hi-fi long-playing recording never before heard on radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Out of our new jacket, would you please hand me the record?
You are, Double.
Okay, I shall now just break the seal. It's here, and we shall have the record right out of the...
A brand new release, I might add, of the 1812 Overture, using actual cannons. Now, this was recorded on one of the battlefields at Gettysburg.
Would you please extend your two index fingers, and I shall give you the record.
That's right. We hold the record by the edge, never touching the groove, you understand this. Oh, Double, look what you've done.
I'm sorry I spilled my coffee. I'm glad I didn't have cream in it.
All over the recording. Would you help me wipe this off, please?
Wash it up there. Wait, there's a little...
To you high-five fans...
I guess they did use cream in it, after all.
Yes, they did. Mm. To you high-five fans listening, this means that you will have to adjust the tweeter on your system to a 4dB roll-off to cut out the scratch that will have been put on the record because of the coffee being spilled on it. You might make the proper adjustment right now.
For those of you listening on FM, please have your woofers at least 8.5 feet from your tweeters, thereby establishing the stereophonic frequency discount, which is established in this particular range, which is 14,000 dB below 16.
Correct. Now then, Double, if you will hand me the recording, we shall place it on our extremely high fidelity system, and we're going to pick an excerpt from the first movement of the 1812 Overture. Now, this happens to be a recording by, let me see, who does this picture?
Sir Gustav Gasbag, the famous Swedish composer, conductor. He was formerly a conductor with the Pensy and the...
B&O, the Atchison, the Pekin, the Santa Fe, and many other fine railroads there.
Place the record on the turntable,
yes,
please.
Now I just drop the tone arm gently on the disc. Oh, good heavens. Oh. A little nervous tonight. I must be over coffeeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think so, because you just spilled my coffee in there. Ladies and gentlemen, there are four parts to the overture. The scratched the first three parts. Mm-hmm. That means a slight readjustment in your tweeter. Would you tell them the diabolical?
Yes. Now you must turn your roll off about 10 dB. Roll off, that's correct. Now then, we have not scratched the best part, however. This is the part which utilizes the actual cannons. We want you to listen closely now. Stand back from your system. Make sure your woofer is carefully balanced.
May I make one suggestion? This is LP1610-44X.
Correct.
1610-44X, in case you wish to buy it.
Yes. Now then, we hear the last part of the 1812 Overture. I warned you about having the woofer balanced, didn't I? The cannon shot evidently blew out the whole system.
Goodness, look at that speaker over there.
The whole wall of the listening booth has been torn out, ladies and gentlemen.
You're a nice person there.
It looks that way, yes. I'm sorry.
We got the construction gang coming in.
Good. Next week we hope to try something for children, a little less raucous. Until then, this is Chris Cross.
Good evening.
And that was Double. That's Mindy Carson. That's called Nobody's Baby. There it is. Quiet there, baby. Safeway's famous S brand sale is here again. Take advantage of this great fine event. Stock up right now on all the fine quality S brand foods that you'll find only at Safeway. Now, these are the brands that are processed and fully guaranteed by Safeway. Now, here are some of the values that you'll find during this great event.
46-ounce can of Leilani pineapple grapefruit juice, 22 cents, or 4 for $1. 46-ounce Townhouse orange juice, 35 cents, or 3 for $1. 46-ounce can of Townhouse tomato juice, 27 cents, or 3 for $0.79. And 30-ounce can of Highway pork and beans, 20 cents, or 3 for $4.55.
You'll find more fine quality foods at comparable low prices, too, when you shop these items at Safeway, their own S brand. This S brand sale is your guarantee of fine quality low prices at Safeway. So shop and save during this famous Safeway's S brand sale. And while you're shopping Safeway, be sure to pick up Volume 5 of the Golden Book Encyclopedia for only 99 cents at Safeway.
Ladies and gentlemen, in our studio now, we are fortunate and very, very delighted to welcome Mr. Charlie Spring. Charlie, would you step into our studio here at the microphone? And
thank you very much, sir.
Ed Walker here.
Okay. How do you do, sir?
How do you do? I'm
Very privileged, that is.
Glad to live.
To know you both.
Harry and Ears in there. You probably met
them
on the way in.
Yes, yes.
We're awfully glad to have you. Right. Mr. Spring, I understand you've invented a bed-making machine.
That's right. I've decided that one of the problems in the household today, with a lot of the wives working and people rushing around in the morning, they don't have time to get the beds made, you know?
Let us commend you on this excellent idea. I think your thinking is fantastic. This is one thing that has been neglected. Would you bring the machine in over there?
Certainly. Help move
just
it right
bring the machine
here.
Right over here.
Easy. Very delicate machine there. Don't
may I describe to our radio listening audience? It looks very much like one of these portable automobile washing machines you see in many garages. It's a sort of a U-shaped, vertical U-shaped, looks like a bent pipe, and it's about, it's got little appendages.
It's
a bent pipe?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got three cables on it and two little appendages hanging down here.
That's arms to anybody who does not
have. They look a little like arms, yet they have no digits upon them. They have sort of little
hooks there.
Looks like little hooks.
That's right.
Quite interesting.
This will automatically make your bed in about 30 seconds.
Well, now, how does, does this roll over top of the bed between the...
The little appendages there go down and pick up the sheets, and it has sort of a built-in memory, like a tape, like they use on some of the IBM machines and things like that, and you adjust it for the type of bed that you want to have made, and it will do the job perfectly.
Looks quite intriguing, and it certainly seems like it would work. Is there any way you can demonstrate to our radio audience?
Bed, I'll be happy to make it for you.
There's right a little bed over there. How about there? Let's roll the machine.
Right over there.
Roll the machine right over. You put the machine at the foot of the bed.
That's right.
All right. Now, the machine is now at the foot of the bed. I'll plug it in over here.
All right. Just plug
this
plug it right in over there.
Okay. Now, where's the
switch? Is right here. I'm going to turn it right on there. There it goes.
I see now.
There goes the bottom sheet there. It's smoothing out the wrinkles.
That's wonderful. The bottom
sheet. There goes the top sheet. There it is. Right there.
That's marvelous.
And the... Oops.
That's wonderful.
There's the blanket there.
That's wonderful. Well, look, I think there's something...
fluffing up the pillowcases.
Something is wrong. Apparently the... evidently we've done something. We've made some kind of a...
this is terrible.
Anyway, let me unplug the machine quickly. Here. Look at all these. Wait a minute.
It made somebody up inside the bed there.
Jeff Donnelly, our engineer, was sleeping in the bed over there. Come here, Jeff. Here. Jeff, that's terrible. I'm sorry. Something
is wrong, yes. I had it set for a king-size double bed, and all you guys had to offer was a studio couch.
It was geared up to a king-size bed.
Yes, and you had it on a studio couch. No wonder.
Well, I'm terribly sorry
too.
Here. You wrapped up Shenton, our engineer, in that big blanket. We better... Yeah, get him out of there. Good invention, though, you're thinking. And that shows...
See the special size Buick special starting October 5th. A very special day.
Get a very special by Buick. The clean look of action is here. The best of both worlds, it's so special fun. Both luxury and savings wrapped up in one. And that one is the very special by Buick.
October 5th, see the Buick Special, best of both worlds. Get the room, the ride, the go, the pride of the big car world. Get the savings and ease of the small. The aluminum V8 engine and aluminum transmission mean more power per pound.
The very special by Buick, the best of both worlds.
At your quality Buick dealers, October 5th.
For you.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. we chase electrons to and fro.
That does it for the Joy Boys show for this evening, and we'll be back again tomorrow night along about 7:05. And once again, we'll have some more fun and frolic for you here in the evening. This is Ed Walker.
Willard's gone in complete hysterics over here. I want you to know how much we really enjoy doing the show for you this evening. I hope you'll tune in again tomorrow same time.
I'm a listener, and I'm glad somebody enjoys it because I certainly didn't.
I'm sorry that you feel that way. Actually,
well,
we do our best to make the show. One letter said that two half-wits don't make a wit in this case.
You're right.
Anyway, thanks to our good engineer, George Brewington, Bobby Shedden, Arthur Simming, Jeff Donnelly.
And this is your staff announcer reminding you this program is being heard by our armed forces. How about that, fans?
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The engineers switched on the wrong frequency band tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
This is calling National Airport Flight 207 requesting landing instructions. Is it all clear to come?
Oops. WRC, WRC-FM, Washington. Dark at the top of the steps. Never before has Hollywood dared to film such a sensational psychological melodrama as Dark at the Top of the Steps. First a great book, then a Broadway play. Now on the motion picture screen, Dark at the Top of the Steps. You will thrill to see such melodrama acted in a triangular pathological psychological play. Here is a scene from Dark at the Top of the Steps.
Seems to be burned out up here. I have to grope my way along. I can't seem to find the light switch. It's one of those. Oh my goodness! Ah! I told that kid not to leave those roller skates on the steps.
Somebody help him up.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Again, it's time to say it's the Joy Boys show for Friday night. This is Ed Walker here.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, a man your age, saying that on the air. That's terrible.
I mean, that's the way all these shows start out, you know.
Well, I know, but I mean, we could do something different, like saying thank you for listening or something.
Well, we'll do that at the end.
That's what I mean, though. Oh, change your pace.
Thank you for listening, friends.
Good evening, and welcome now to the Willard Scott Show in Living Color.
Finally, you're trying to work me out of the show. This is Ed Walker, and that's Willard Scott.
Thank you.
And whom else do we have with us?
George Brewington behind glass. Bobby Shedden on the table. Running the board, as always, is Arthur Stemming.
Yeah, look at you, Bertie. Will you? Got you right there.
Vern Brunsweiger.
Vern Brunsweiger was
the... I thank you very much. My mother thank you. My father thank you. And as for me, it goes without saying.
I think you're copying a Cohan line there, Vern, actually. What do we have coming up on the program this evening?
Today we will have the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We will present Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park, a very new, exciting drama series on NBC Radio.
Sounds good, yeah.
Mr. Fix-It will fix it.
Uh-huh. He probably will.
And that's our show.
Do we have an award?
Yes, we do, Edward.
Good. What is it?
The Meat Cutters of Greater Washington have just voted us the two biggest meatballs in radio.
Hey, hey! That's Ella Garth in the orchestra, and that's called Anything Goes, and it usually does here on the Joy Boy Show.
It goes when it's in a Buick, man.
Starting October 5th, General Motors and Buick present a completely new full-size Buick for 61.
The full-size Buick makes you go as fine as new as you can go. The clean new car you buy.
5th at your Buick dealers, you can see a new approach to car styling. The clean look of action. Trimmer outside, yet roomier inside. Thanks to Buick's new Safety X frame, new turbine drive, new suspension, and the new Hideaway drive shaft. See Buick's clean look of action.
The full-size Buick makes you so as fine as new as you.
Your quality Buick dealer starting October 5th. WRC Radio now presents the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge. Each day and each week at this time, we take one word and study the semantics of that word. Now I'd like to introduce you to our panel members. If I can get their attention, they're having coffee and donuts over there. Panel members. Oh, please, I didn't mean to hit you.
You caught me with a sugar-coated donut there.
Didn't mean to hit you on the back there. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, well, there.
Now, our panel members, first of all, from left to right, it's Mr. Orson Meyer sitting on the right over there, representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yes.
The very charming and lovely Miss Anna Nim, formerly the Miss Synonym of 1932,
oh, so sweet,
now with the East West North South Word Study Group.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm very happy to be back on the show again here.
And finally, Professor, would you put your cup down, please?
Excuse me.
The eminent and distinguished gentleman, Professor of Neo-Anthrosemantics of Wiesbaden, Germany, Professor Heinrich Van Lein.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Now, today's word.
To say anything,
ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to say hello there.
The word that we're all studying today is, are you ready?
Yeah, boss.
Yes. Professor? The word industry. Industry. What does it mean? What is its derivation? And where did it come from?
Easy one.
Mr. Meyer, you have your hand up.
Yes, I do.
Industry. What does that mean to you? I say, what does the word industry mean to you?
Oh, yes. Well, that's that was a Broadway show there in My Fair Lady. There was a song called Industry, Where You Live.
I
have often walked down this street before.
That's not quite right. The word we mean, industry meaning a job or to work. Let's try Miss Nim. Miss Nim, you have your hand up, I see.
Yes, I was trying my fingernail polish.
Take the crochet needle out of here.
I was going to jab the professor.
Don't do that now, Pacha.
Please, well, let's have a little more decorum on the show.
What is that? You going to announce it, yeah?
Bill DeCorum, you should do sports.
Yes, well, I think the answer to this question.
Industry, what does it mean?
That's a Broadway show, all right, but it's one that stars Andy Griffith, a show called Industry Rides Again.
What?
I really think that you will.
What? Rides Again?
Industry Rides Again, and maybe
that's
he stars
Industry
Rides Again, but the word is not industry that we're looking
about
for.
A bunch of doom coffee.
Professor, it's up
there.
To you, Professor, to
it's
save the day.
Good thing you got me on this panel, because I save this show every week. I hope you'll realize
that. Are you ready to tell us what the word means?
Yes, of course I'm ready to tell you. It's a simple cliché that was used when you're, like, walking in the woods there, and you see a couple of trees, and you say, in this tree is the owl, in that tree is the squirrel, and in this tree
ladies
are the
ladies and gentlemen,
birds.
We have, again, brought you to the pinnacle of complete chagrin, as we have, again, failed to bring our listeners an informed interesting discussion of the word. The word industry today was discussed, and our panel members, Mr. Orson Meyer, Ms. Anna Nim, and Professor Heinrich Van Lein, would like to all say good night. Say good night.
Good night. Say good night.
Say good night.
Say good night.
Say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ray Conniff and the Singers here on the Joy Boy Show for Friday. Safeway's famous S-Brand sale is here again. Now take advantage of this great food event and stock up right now on some of the fine quality S-Brand foods that you'll find only at Safeway. Now these are the brands that are processed and fully guaranteed by Safeway. And here are some of the values that you'll find during this great event.
9-ounce package of Belair fresh frozen French fried potatoes. 2 for $35 or 6 for $1. 10-ounce package of Captain's Choice fresh frozen breaded shrimp.
Hi, lady.
Ahoy there, 55 cents. 10-ounce package of Belair fresh frozen baby limeys. 2 for $43 or $5 for $1. And 10-ounce package of Belair fresh frozen broccoli spears.
Yeah.
And the price is only 2 for $0.43 or $5 for $1.
You'll find more fine quality food at comparable low prices, too, when you shop the items at Safeway, their own brands. This S-Brand is your guarantee of fine quality, low price at Safeway.
Shop and save during the famous Safeway S-Brand sale. And while you're there, be sure to pick up Volume 5 of the Golden Book Encyclopedia, only 99 cents at Safeway.
National Broadcasting Company presents the adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park, the fiery character of ancient England, now returns to the United States and the New World as we find Robin Hood and his band of merry men, Little Friar Tuck, Little John, and all the gang in the Rock Creek Park picnic area as we hear the horse at the throat.
We love Robin Hood, 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 Robin Hood.
This is a good spot. Let's halt in this
one. Ho, 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 ho,
off your horses, men. Now then, men, I think we better check and see if everyone is here. Little John.
Hi, Robin.
Friar Tuck.
Hi, Robin.
Alan of Ross.
Hey, Robin, how are you, mate?
All right, men, I think this is as good a spot as any to fix our dinner.
Hi, Robin. I stopped by the Safeway and got 5 1-minute steaks. Here they are, Robin.
Wonderful, thank you. Hi, now then, Friar Tuck.
That's Friar Tuck, Robin, the big one with the bone.
It hasn't thawed out yet.
It is Friar Tuck. Yeah. Friar Tuck, wake up, fellow. We're on the air.
Hey, Robin, mate, you want us to light the fire?
I think that's a good idea, Alan. Now then, if you have a lighter or a match, we'll get this fire going here.
Hey, sure, mate. Let me just light it here. There, now we'll have a fire going in a jiffy quick time. Here, we'll have our steaks. Aye, that looks good here, doesn't it, Robin?
Yes, yes.
Aye, the charcoal fills my nostrils with morning air. I feel the fragrance of youth again in my veins. I'm so glad to be able to meet again. I'm in
just a moment.
Here, we have problems. What's that? On the motorcycle.
All right, me boys, what's going on around here? You know you can't light fires in the park after dark, don't you know that?
I'm sorry, officer. I did not realize. I am Robin Hood and my band of merry men.
I know who you are. You got a record a mile long. Now get moving here, will you, fella? I'm going to pull you in on a vacancy charge.
Let's go.
And so as Robin and his band of merry men rode on through Rock Creek Park, leaving the police officer on his motorcycle, we find them 1 hour later somewhere just below Tilden Street near the old spring house, as Robin says to his men.
Well, men, we never did get to eat our dinner, so I tell you what is next on the agenda. We're going to drive into the wealthier part of Washington and rob the rich.
Hey! 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 Hooray!
All right, men, enough of this folderol. Now we must get our plan of action. Now then, let's spread out the blueprints here.
There's the map of the Washington area that looks like this region.
Hey,
juicy diamond in this house over here, and I know just how we go about getting it. All we have to do is get our horses right up to the back door of this house.
Just a moment. Get set up again, Robin.
I told you guys an hour ago you can't hang around and be riding your horses in the park after dark. Now move on with you or I'm going to haul you fellas in on the vacancy charge, and I'm not fooling.
But don't take our horses, officer. We've got to have our horses to ride out of the park.
All right, but get them out of here right away now, will you?
All right, then. I know where we're not wanted.
Robin.
Yes.
Robin, what are we going to do now? We can't rob, we can't eat. We can't stay in Rock Creek Park. Where will we go?
I don't know about the rest of you men, but come Monday morning, first thing, I'm going to go down to all the employment agencies and get a job. I'm tired of robbing the rich. It just doesn't pay like it used to.
But where will we stay tonight, Robin?
We'll take our horses to one of the more fancy motels and really enjoy ourselves.
All right, let's go, Robin.
Been a Rob the Rich production. Hilo is there in a song there from Sound of Music called Some of My Favorite Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's news now for Volkswagen truck and car owners. Capital Car Sales Limited has moved to 1401 Rhode Island Avenue, Northeast. Now, you'll have ample parking space, an air-conditioned customer lounge, and Washington's newest workshop facilities, and factory-trained mechanics using only Volkswagen parts. Our new address, once again, is Capital Car Sales Limited, 1401 Rhode Island Avenue, Northeast. An authorized Volkswagen dealer, telephone Lawrence 97900.
WRC Radio, in cooperation
Water
with Johnson
Boy.
And Swanson, the world's
Where
greatest manufacturer
hiding?
Of first aid kits, brings you
if
another
you
visit with Mr. Fixit.
I'm going to tell you, man.
Today, we find him down here in his backyard, water. Just outside of his house.
Water
and apparently, he's working.
Boy.
He's got some sort of a drill going here.
Water
his drill is not going yet, but water. I see there's a big, looks like a drill. Ahoy there, Mr.
Ahoy
Drill.
Ahoy there, and good evening, Willard Scott. How are you?
Mr. Fixit, how do you do?
Fine. How are you?
Wonderful to see you on this beautiful, bright, sunshiny day.
Yes, it is. I'm a little mad, however.
What's the problem?
Public citizen. Citizen number one, me, John Doe, you might say, I got a complaint.
What's the matter, Mr. Fixit?
I'm tired of paying high water bills. I'm going to drill my own well.
Mr. Fixit, just a word to our wonderful friends at the water company. We feel, I'm going to take the opposite stand. I think the water company does a wonderful job, and I'm extremely proud of the water service we get. And I think that your argument is a little bit...
Well, I'm sure that most people agree with you that the water rates are very reasonable, but we have a house full of fish. And the kids drink a lot of water all the time. So we got aquariums all over the place, and they use up a lot of water, you know.
So what have you struck out and done?
I'm digging a well.
You're not suggesting that most of our friends listening dig a well in their backyard.
Oh, no. It's just I'm a do-it-yourselfer, and I like to do these little projects.
How much ground do you have around your home, Mr. Fixit?
I got about 100 feet there.
I see. So regular city lot.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
1/8 of an acre.
There's water down there.
You're sure?
In fact, I was just drilling when you got here. If you don't mind, I'll turn on the drill again here. It's a little antiquated drill. In fact, I got to do it by hand.
Oh,
I couldn't afford to rent.
I hear something gurgling.
I think I'm approaching water. I told you I'd strike water.
Mr. Fixit,
yeah.
That's marvelous.
Yes, sir, boy.
I really am quite
think
surprised.
I got an artesian there. Look at it spouting out there. Hey, move your feet. You're going to get it all over your shoes there.
Mr. Fixit, that's tremendous. I really think that's wonderful.
Once I really struck it, didn't I?
I really think you're doing a marvelous job, Mr. Fixit. Look at the water. I must confess, you've really done it this time really great.
I think so, too.
Beg your pardon there, my friend, but I am from the water company. Would you mind unhanding the pump?
Just a moment. I can't hear you.
Stop. Unhand that pump, young man.
Let me stop pumping.
Pardon, what seems to trouble him, Mr. Fixit?
My name is Wallace Water, and I'm from the water company. And I would just like to know that you have struck an oil well here in our water factory pipe, and I think that it's about time that we let you know this.
You mean I struck oil?
No, this is a water main, and you are going to have to pay the city $600 to repair this main.
You mean I didn't...
This is the main out of our main.
You mean
main.
I didn't hit the water?
This is no artesian well, hit... Buster. This is a city water line, and we want it fixed.
All right.
Here's the bill, $600. Pay it up as soon as
see
you can.
See you in court tomorrow, yeah.
We've been visiting with radio's original goof-it-yourselfer, Mr. Fixit, brought to you by Johnson & Swanson, the world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fixit say...
Ah! Oh, ow!
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
We want to thank our producer, Richard the Lionheart. Our director, Marco Polo. Scripts and special material by Queen Isabella. And our lawyer, Clarence Darrell.
Well, we did it again, fellas.
George Brewington. Good old Arthur Simig. Bob Shannon.
and Vern Swiger.
Thank you, Vern.
And this is your announcer reminding you this program is being heard by our armed forces overseas.
Walker Scott.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Monitor rings the bell tonight on NBC.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Stay tuned now for News of the World.